counted more if you were closer?
We just never did play it.
Oh, you don't know what it was called?
No, I don't know what it was called. We played, not up here, but when I was a child, we played croquet and tennis.
Oh, you had tennis courts?
Yeah, we had tennis courts. They weren't paved tennis courts where I live. And they have tennis courts in Lounsboro now at the swimming pool. Yeah. And Marla says sometimes he's going to build a paved tennis court. He can put it out there most anyway.
Did you ever go swimming much?
No, because I went in bathing lots, but I couldn't swim to mount the rope in. Yes, we used to meet here when I first married and go down to the creek in the afternoon. People in cars and buggies, and I'd be 25 of us all down there going in swimming. They'd all have a good time. Sometimes we'd take a supper, like a picnic. When we'd get out, we'd eat supper, then come on back home. Picnic lunch.
Really nice.
Yeah, we had a good time. You couldn't get around us, Father. We didn't like for good times. Now you have to keep still or either go out. You want to go? Just get back up and sit down.
You would go out with other young people?
Yeah, most of them would be mothers with children, and then my husband would go with, we'd go, I'd sometimes ride my horse, so he'd ride his, and we'd go down there and just tie a bathing suit on the, or have it on when we'd go down there, and then take some dry clothes and put them on to come back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, plenty of times.
Uh-huh. And you didn't actually swim, but some
well,
of
I
did.
Went in bathing all the time, but I didn't swim much. I could float,
because
I was kind of fat now, but I wasn't much of a swimmer.
Uh-huh. But was your husband?
No, he didn't care a thing about ever going. We'd go down to Florida, and I'd go with the children, and we'd get in a branch down there and live in the water all the time while they were fishing. But he didn't care. He didn't care for it at all. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't ever go swimming in a pool, did you? You just went in the...
Not in regular swimming pools. They didn't have them around here then at all.
But did
they ever... went in running water in the creek, clean, clear water. You'd have a certain place, the creek you would go, where it had washed out. It was most suitable to go in swimming than just in every... Some place, you know, would be snags in it and all like that. And they'd go down there and kind of pull out all those old snags and things and have a nice place down there, and we'd meet down. She's all right. I'll run out if she gets bad.
Well, we're going to go for a ride, take Sid and howl around, show him everything. You want
you want... Yeah, she's ready to go.
We're going for a ride.
All right.
Bye-bye. Were there any places where people could dive in without hurting themselves?
Yeah, that you'd get a swimming pool deep enough for that, and they'd put a board in the ground and fix it, you know, where they could walk out and dive in it.
Mm-hmm. No one ever hurt themselves that way?
Well, not around here they haven't, mm-hmm. that I know of.
Well, this is changing the subject, but what would you call the hair on a pig's back?
Bristles?
And, do you know a special name for a hog that's been fixed, a male hog?
That's been what?
That's been operated on.
A boa. B-O-A-R, a boa, I think is the way you spell
it. Yeah, but if he's been operated on so that...
Well, you see, if he's operated on, that makes him not a boa, he's just a hog.
Uh-huh.
When you don't operate on him, then they can breed to a sow. The mama pig was called a sow, and he's called a... And this male hog was called a boa.
But if it's been operated on, it's just a hog.
It's just a hog. That's what I call it.
Oh, okay.